Letterkenny University Hospital is a Model 3 hospital, operating as part of the Sale to University Healthcare Group. There were 24,141 inpatients in LUH in 2019, with 9,731 inpatients in Q1 and Q2 of this year. The budget allocation for Letterkenny University Hospital is 145.9 million euro. It's the 12th highest annual budget allocation for public hospitals nationally in 2020. And I'd say the deputy will be happy to know that it is the second highest budget anywhere in Ireland for a Model 3 hospital. So data provided to the HSE on staffing levels indicates that 1,745 whole-time equivalents are working in Letterkenny University Hospital, the fourth highest number in a Model 3 hospital nationally. There has been significant investment in recent years in services in the hospital. These include the completion of a radiology rebuild, including a second CT and interventional radiology suite, a 20-bed short-stay ward, construction of two new wards, Medical 6 and Medical 7, a new mammography machine commissioned in the symptomatic breast disease unit, and the appointment of consultants in paediatrics, gastroenterology and urology, as well as advanced nurse practitioners. The HSE also advises that a new acute stroke unit will commence operation before year end, which I know will be very welcome to the local community. Plans for Letterkenny University Hospital, with further investment in 2021, include the commissioning of a new maternity theatre, commissioning of a second CT scanner, expansion of the colposcopy service with additional clinical rooms, and replacement of the haematology-oncology day ward aseptic unit. The extent of recent and upcoming developments illustrates, I hope the Deputy will agree, the Government's commitment to Letterkenny University Hospital and to patients in the North West.
Thank you very much.
Our first chance to have an engagement about Letterkenny Hospital, the first of many, I can assure you. What your colleagues who wrote this response didn't tell you is that, yes, it's 24,141 inpatients last year. That makes it the sixth largest hospital in the state. Now, they do admit that it has the 12th highest budget. So we're sixth largest when it comes to inpatients, or 12th when it comes to budget. If you compare the budget given to Letterkenny University Hospital, I love that, you know, somebody decided that it would be changed from Letterkenny General Hospital to University Hospital. So give it a big fancy name, but then whenever you're challenged about the actual budget allocation given to the hospital, oh, it's a level three. It's a level three, and it's doing great for a level three. No, it's a university hospital. It's part of the Sale to Hospital Group. And I'm saying to you very clearly, and I'll provide you with additional figures after tonight, it is heavily discriminated against, and it cannot be allowed to continue.
Thank you, Deputy Minister.
Thank you, Deputy. So I took a close look at this when I was going over your question yesterday, because I asked this, the very same question, which is, if they have the sixth highest level of inpatients but the 12th highest budget, what is the rationale for that? Is it that patients are being shortchanged? And the simple answer is no. So in comparing budgets in hospitals, I know you know well, we have to look at a lot of different things. We have to look at case mix, complexity, average length of stay, and a lot of other factors. There's no easy way to do that, but one of the proxies we can use is Model 3 versus Model 4, and say it's not a perfect comparison, but it gives you a reasonable adjustment in terms of complexity of cases. And if the deputy has a view that it should be a level four, happy to have that conversation. But when you do at least do a proxy for case mix adjusting, it turns out that it actually has the second highest budget for that level of hospital. So I think that does go a lot of the way to explaining the discrepancy that the deputy points out.
Minister, nobody in Donegal would argue that Letterkenny University Hospital should get the same allocation per inpatient as the likes of Beaumont, the Mater, St James's University Hospital, Galway. That's accepted. But let's just look at one comparison. We have in Letterkenny more inpatients in 2019 than St James's Hospital. More. So St James's is the seventh largest, Letterkenny is the sixth. Look at the budget. Letterkenny, 145 145,237,000. Then look at St James's, 396,068,000. It's almost three times the budget, even though it is less inpatients. That cannot be explained at all other than discrimination. And I'm asking you, Minister, I'll provide you with all the statistics that I've gathered up on this, and I can assure you when you look at it, you'll have to admit that this has to change.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister, to conclude.
Thank you, Lesley Corlin, and thank you, Deputy. So, look, we both know that St James's and nearly every other hospital are different, that the work that is going on in St James's is per patient is highly complex and really expensive in all the ways we know. I think the right comparison would be activity-based costing, right? So really what we'd want to do, and I'm more than happy to discuss it with you, is how much is Letterkenny Hospital getting for the procedures it performs, for the service it provides? And is it therefore being shortchanged? So for every given procedure, is it getting less money? Because that would be a concern, because that shouldn't be the case. But I think to do it, Deputy, rather than comparing to, say, highly specialised centres like St James's, what we could do is look at the volume of known procedures. And if there was a discrepancy there, and I'd be more than happy to take a look with the Deputy, that definitely is something we could look at rectifying.